Sportsnet 650 presents Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD show, and the ever-changing world of refreshed beverages and cocktails in a can. We'll discuss the brands. We'll meet the people behind the innovative ready-to-drink beverages hitting the market. We'll talk trends and the future of the industry. It's the fastest-growing segment of the spirits industry today. This is Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails on Sportsnet 650. And here are your hosts, Joe Leary and Legacy Liquor Store brand ambassador, Daryl M.
It is the RTD show, ready to drink ciders, sodas, and cocktails on Sportsnet 650, also at 96.9 FM HD3. Joe Leary along with Daryl Lamb, the brand ambassador of Legacy Liquor Store in Olympic Village, and it's our October program. We've been just flying through this year. What a crazy year.
It is. It's fall, but it feels like summertime, and Jays are in the playoffs.
But are they?
You know, it's kind of weird. It feels weird. I get it, but you know what? As a long-suffering Jays fan that went basically two decades without any postseason, I'll take what I can get.
Yeah, I hear you. I just found that it was kind of a meh when they clinched a playoff berth, which is great to see because I'm a long-suffering Jays fan as well. But it just didn't really seem like a real season, which it wasn't. So I don't know. I might get into this if they roll along a little further. But so far, I'm not quite there yet.
It's tough. And I'm a baseball purist. One of the things I love about baseball is the fact that it's so pure. I don't like the wild card. Get rid of the wild. I liked it better when it was just the East and the West, one series rolling into the World Series. You never played the other leagues, so you didn't know anybody there. Like when I was a kid, and it was like, who's this John Smoltz guy? You know, who are these Atlanta Braves? Who are these Philadelphia Phillies? You know, we didn't know them. So, but you know what? Playoff baseball is still a good time for some canned cocktails.
It absolutely is, and that's, of course, where we're going to start, because on the program today, we've got some winners for Good Times Gin and Tonics. Now, these guys have been plugging away at this for a while. Like, what were some really good flavors?
I like, you know me, I like local entrepreneurs, small companies trying to make a go of it, and they're really the first guys putting out gin and tonics.
We also will be talking Jaw Drop. It's been a while since we've had Jaw Drop on the program, and of course, they've got some of the most unique artwork on their cans.
Absolutely, and they came out with two really new flavor, unique new flavors this year. They came out with the grapefruit and the cherry, and both of them are big hits.
We are going to talk to our friend Mark Bailey with a concept called On the Rocks. Now, this is really cool. Talk about ready-to-drink cocktails.
It's really interesting. It's one of those things where, again, we had that debate. Is it a ready-to-drink cocktail if it comes in a bottle? Well, you know what? It's a Hornitos margarita, it's an effing Cosmo, and it's a Knob Creek Old Fashioned all ready to drink. I think it fits just perfect.
Paul Mrozek from Mod Beverage will be by, and I think he's going to go through the entire portfolio because these people have really been churning out a lot of really good stuff, including canned wine, canned cocktails, canned flavored water. Like, they're really doing something great.
What a downtown East Side success story. Mod Beverages on Vernon Drive, churning out some unbelievable stuff. The bougie wines are just flying at Legacy.
And of course, we always like to talk about the big king of the hill, the folks from the White Claw. And this has really been one of the most incredible success stories. It just continues to fly off the shelves.
It is. It was interesting. About a year ago, I sat down with the guy that was going to launch White Claw in Canada. And he said, you know, I think we could probably do 5-6 million cases in a year. And I said, this is White Claw, man. You should be aiming for 10. He said, nobody does 10 million cases a year in Canada. They just broke 11 million cases.
And is this something unique to Western Canada, or is the Claw killing it all across the country?
Claw's all over the country. It's killing it everywhere, absolutely. But, of course, Western Canada, where the trends start, it's really in British Columbia where you make your bones in this category, and that's why they work so hard here. And the owner of White Claw is from British Columbia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great story. Now, the flavors of White Claw, I think the portfolio has expanded a little bit up here in Canada.
They're trying to get some more in. The problem was just production. They couldn't keep up with the demand. So at any given time, you wouldn't find all four flavors that they launched. Finally, all four flavors are here, and we're hoping some new ones are coming real soon.
Okay, and what are those four flavors?
Well, we got the classic lime, you got your grapefruit, mango, and finally the last one, because I love the grapefruit. I can't get past the grapefruit. Yeah. Classic lime.
It's a black cherry.
Black cherry. That's it. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I just get the mixer pack, so I got them all.
It's amazing to see because, you know, there was sort of a White Claw shortage. We waited a good long time to get it, and I think there was reasons for that. But I remember trying it, in fact, a year ago today.
You were in Hawaii?
I was in Hawaii. And that was my first opportunity to try White Claw. And, you know, in ABC stores, which is their equivalent of a 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, it was just stocked up. And then when I came back to Vancouver, I thought, I must be here by now. And then you were telling me, no, I'm going to wait, we got to wait. But I think they're at max or good capacity production now, because this, again, is a really popular light.
Yeah, and they're actually trying to get production here in Canada. What's delaying it? Production specifically in Surrey. What's delaying it is they can't bring the White Claw master makers into Canada to teach the people here how to do it, because they would have to quarantine for 14 days, and they just can't afford that. Those guys are working 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365, just to sate the entire world's demand for White Claw.
They're thinking of you, Canada, Western Canada. It is the RTD show. We're broadcasting from AJ's Brooklyn Pizza Joint on Broadway across from the Kingsgate Mall and its neighboring Sin City Donuts, which we're kind of sitting in right now, because we're going to probably try some of those mini donuts in a little bit. But it's all good. It's a really good spot. And we encourage you to stick around and learn about all the good things on the shelves around the province. It is the RTD Show, Sportsnet 650.
You're listening to Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD Show on Sportsnet 650. Here again are your hosts, Joe Leary, and Legacy Liquor Store brand ambassador, Daryl M.
Welcome back to the RTD Show, Ciders, Sodas, and Cocktails, Sportsnet 650 AM, also 96.9 FM HD3, broadcasting from AJ's Brooklyn Pizza Joint and the adjoining Sin City Donuts, which you can find out more about on Facebook, Sin City Van City, or at Sin City Van City on Instagram. So, Mr. Lamb, we welcome back Paul Morozik to the show. Now, Mod Beverage is a really good local success story.
I love it. I think Mod's great. East Van, born and bred. They're kind of cutting all these different genres out. They're really changing the way everything works. When it comes to Legacy and our partners, we make sure that local first, something that's cutting edge. And recently Legacy and Mod just entered into a really important partnership. Our ownership felt, okay, these guys are coming up. This is something I want you to support. And I mean, they've got 0 gram sugar ciders. They got unbelievable hard seltzers. They've got the bougie can wines that are flying off the shelf. And the first cold fermented coconut water. I mean, all these different things cut in. And one of the things that I love when people come to Legacy and they pick up all these different items, Parade Hard Seltzer Fruit Punch. I can tell anyone's geography based on when they come back and they're like, it's either Hawaiian Punch or High C. And if it's Hawaiian Punch, you're an East Coaster. If it's High C, you're going to be a West Coaster. And it's just, but everybody knows these great flavors. I think they're just pulling out some of the most unbelievable RTDs in the market right now.
Here is Paul Morozik from Mod Beverage. And Paul, one thing I've noticed, because you're a relatively new beverage company, but you're certainly not shy in introducing and rolling out new and inventive things, but you're purposely trying to stay away from some of the more traditional. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. Like a lot of times a category will emerge and go, and for whatever reason, there's brands that hold true in that category. And what we're searching for at Mod is being able to bring you the new things, the next thing. Or at least trying to put up something that's quite a bit different than what's already in market. And that's a big part of our strategy is kind of, you know, similar to Legacies. They always have something new, always something unique. That's something that we play off of as well when it comes to what we launch and when we launch it.
And of course, then it comes down to getting it to market, Daryl, and you do a really good job of trying to keep a nice balance of things. But at the end of the day, you can't accept everything. So how do you juggle that one?
Well, obviously, first and foremost, it's got to be the quality. The quality of the product has to be there. Doesn't matter how much cash you got in your wallet. If it's not up to Legacy standards, it's not making the store. The next fact, local. Our owners are British Columbian. They want to make sure that BC wins at Legacy. We might get in trouble, like collusion or whatever. But you know what? We're Legacy Liquor Store, downtown Vancouver, British Columbia. We're not this big kind of chain based out of Alberta or whatever. We're definitely all about making sure that local wins. All things being equal, local wins. You know, my boss was born at St. Paul's and my kids were born at St. Paul's. Absolutely going to make sure Vancouver wins first.
Yeah, and of course, in Mod certainly ticks that box being local. So tell us about the origins of the company, Paul, and then sort of walk us through what Mod Beverage is offering.
Yeah, so Mod Beverage really was, again, a project that kind of decided to build on the you know, the exploding craft beer scene here in Vancouver. You know, we see that there's a lot of entrepreneurship happening, a lot of creativity. And given that that's, you know, Vancouver's known for that, there's a ton of, you know, marketing agencies, brand agencies, things like that here. We decided to create a company that utilizes that local pool So we work with a variety of local agencies, a variety of local designers.
So you don't have a dedicated marketing department per se?
No, absolutely. It's one of those things where we kind of feel like you're better off being able to get the right people for the right project, right? If you end up hiring an overarching marketing director, you end up with, you know, exactly their tastes and their good and bad habits in everything you do. Whereas for us, we've allowed ourselves in the business model to utilize and support local businesses by working across several different agencies based on their skill set and the project that we're working on.
So if I'm to understand correct, I mean, effectively Mod Beverage Company is almost like an artist's commune where you're bringing together all of these different towns from around Vancouver, around the Lower Mainland, all around British Columbia to make sure that your vision is one for the entire province rather than, say, like you say, the marketing director who, you know, I don't like this product, so we'll never promote this kind of product. You're actually utilizing the local talent. You're really building a local economy. So when you buy a Mod Beverage product, a lot of that money is staying right here. It doesn't necessarily get gobbled up by Victoria. You're actually hiring local talent as well.
Absolutely, and it allows us to bring you the best products for the Vancouver and the local consumer. So, you know, we're not bringing up, you know, trends that are huge in the U.S. that we happen to be bringing up here. We're working with local agencies. So today, actually, I brought Damon with me from Super Collider, who we work with on a lot of our creative direction. And, you know, that's a prime example of some of the products that he's built for us. It has allowed us to make sure that we're specialized in exactly what him and his agency specialize in, and we can see the results in this amazing packaging and products and brands.
So is this your first foray into canned beverage then, Damon?
Well, yes and no. You know, my experience, you know, speaking of local, not St. Paul's, not as local to here, it was in New West. I was a Royal Columbian, born at Royal Columbian Hospital. So, you know, still Lower Mainland, not quite. That's about Central, though.
Yeah.
I feel like Central Lower Mainland, but I'm a Pitt Meadows secondary grad. So we're keeping it pretty local. My business partner as well, we went to high school together in Pitt Meadows, Maple Ridge area. And my experience coming up before I started this agency, I was actually with Donnelly Group for more than a decade. I helped as their director of marketing and a partner grow them. We all know about the empire that put together there. And then so I had a ton of experience in this kind of world here. Know about legacy, know Daryl, know about the community that's around it. And then coming into Super Collider, my branding and marketing agency, it was perfect fit to hit a company that wants to be local, because mm-hmm. we're local, and then do something that's in my wheelhouse, which is absolutely bar and beverage.
So what kind of direction are you given then? Are you given the product, you sample it, you come up with some concepts, and you throw some ideas back and forth, or how does this actually work?
Yeah, you know, it's a little more of like a holistic approach to that. You know, we it's a consumer insight generated company, Mod, right, which is I think really unique in how this stuff works. Too, a lot of places look a little bit differently, right? They look at a market as opposed to a consumer, maybe a little bit of a hybrid, but it is consumer insight. So generally I work closely with Paul and the team at Mod, and they'll come up with ideas, concepts, and then we'll turn it into something, you know, real life. It's, you know, innovation is probably the best word to use to describe what they're doing here too, which is very, very different than I'm a beer guy. I always will be a beer guy. But the world of like the RTDs is just insane right now. We all know that it was just like this and this in a can, but with some of the stuff that they're coming up with at Mod, we designed the Mighty Hard Coconut Water, which is cold fermented sugars to create the alcohol, all natural, not just adding vodka to a flavor of pineapple, which is what we're used to. This stuff is kind of next level generation. All the seltzers that are out there, go look up what a seltzer actually is. It's amazing how they're creating these products. So for our perspective, we're kind of launching a new sort of angle with alcoholic canned beverages to a BC market.
The thing that I love about the innovation of the products and why they work so well at Legacy is they're just not on what most people, it's not on trend, you know? It's got to be like this wall of white cans. And then here comes this like bright red, bright pink parade that just goes there, right? Mighty, sitting in a shelf full of white cans. You got that nice kind of clean white for the base flavor, but the pineapple comes with the yellow. And the one that really gets people chattering is the Getaway Cider. It's like this retro kind of thing. I mean, I think they went through Paul's family albums Found him hanging out on the beach at Wasaga, and everything was great. There's Paul right there on the edge. They just pop on the shelves, and then the fact that it's local, the fact that local talent's getting hired, that's really what seals the deal. And then the flavor brings the second buy, and that's the most important thing, the legacy.
So, Paul, take us through the Mod beverage lineup, if you will.
Absolutely. So what we brought here today was our sampling of RTDs. So we've got Getaway Hard Cider. So this is a zero sugar cider brand. Where essentially we've been able to brew, down the sugars out of the apple juice and deliver a very dry cider with zero sugar. So it's still delivering you all the taste that you like in a standard traditional cider, but with none of the sugar.
And the thing I really like... Oh, there you go. The thing I really like about the Getaway Hard Cider is I was really expecting like a super high acidity, I'd take the enamel off your teeth, mm-hmm. Granny Smith experience.
Yeah, yeah.
And instead it's like, it's got that nice plushy apple flavor of all of the leading brands that you've been drinking for the last 30 plus years, but none of the sugar that any of them have. This also happens to be gluten-free. Of course, the big brand is not legally gluten-free, mm-hmm. in British Columbia, right? Because they do add a little bit of mm-hmm. of product that has some malt in it. And so this being a full apple product in the way it is, and apples within the kind of like 100-mile radius of Vancouver, this is a fantastic cider, and it's really popular.
Now, you've gone from apples to grapes, and you've got the Bougie line of wines. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. So Bougie is a line of wines, canned wines, that we've produced. We're using California wine. We're cellaring locally here in Vancouver and packaging. And we've created it so that, wine can now travel. You're not walking around with a 200-pound bottle in your purse. You're able to have some cans at the soccer game or at the beach or wherever it is you want to enjoy wine. So these have been a great success for us. The cans look great. We've got the marble design. Again, these are just, very bougie, meant for a luxurious in lifestyle, yet humble in character type person. So
I knew there was something really special with the Bougie line because my director of purchasing for wine is Katie Smith. She's our assistant manager. She's a little bit of a wine nerd, I'm going to tell you right now. She likes the nerdish stuff. And man, it's always nice to see her going home with cans of Bougie. It was like, all right, you've passed the Katie Smith test. You've got a really good wine in your can.
And have people been receiving well the concept of canned wine, or is it kind of foreign to people initially?
Oh, no, canned wine is definitely the breakout this year. Once again, people thought Legacy was crazy, devoting half a door to canned wine and building displays for canned wine. Nobody's going to drink wine from a can. And now everybody's playing catch-up, just like when we built our fridge for all the RTDs and canned cocktails.
And you've got two in the line so far, including a rosé. Is there plans to expand the Bougie line?
Absolutely, yeah. We're looking at, again, obviously adding a red to the lineup as well. It'll be a sparkling red because we're with Bougie. They are meant to be session wines. They're meant to be sessionable and refreshing in nature. So we'll be adding those, and we're also looking to be doing a limited release series where we can start bringing in wines from around the world, bringing in a Prosecco, bringing in wines from France, from Italy, from other regions, and try to highlight the best of those in the canned format.
Yeah, I think you're onto a real winner there. I'm curious also about the Parade line. This is the one that really attracts the eye because it's a throwback to our heritage, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I mean it just looks like the marquee on the P&E, right? Mm-hmm. Like it just feels like you're walking down. You got your mini donuts. You got all this stuff, right? It just feels like there. And this year with the P&E, you're not allowed to get out of the car. It actually felt like an actual parade as you were driving through it. You know, obviously I didn't have one in the car, but I kind of wish I did.
What's been the response to the Parade line, Paul?
So far, it's been absolutely phenomenal. People are excited about the fact that with Parade Hard Seltzer, we took the approach of delivering nostalgic flavors, a little bit different than just your standard one fruit variety that you see in most hard seltzers, right? It's always a lemon or a lime or a grape. And
The
battle of the citrus. So we've decided to go with more nostalgic flavors that people know, like pink lemonade, fruit punch. We have a series of new flavors coming out next summer. We're going to have purple stuff, which everyone knows quite well, that grape flavor. We're going to be doing a banana popsicle. So there's going to be some really cool and nostalgic flavors coming from this lineup so that you're getting away from that just single fruit variety. But it's still something that you know and can trust.
Well, I know you're rocking the Mod hat today. Is there going to be any Parade merch? Because I think that's really cool. That would look great on T-shirts and things.
Oh, absolutely. All of the brands under our portfolio will be doing their own kind of merch programs, their own visibility and awareness programs. So you'll will be starting to see us at events, you know, when we can do events again. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been definitely difficult launching brands in this world with COVID this summer, especially in the alcohol industry. There's a lot of critical baseline things like samplings, events, sponsorships that just don't exist anymore in this world. So, you know, we're really, really focused on what is that next thing? What is the next way to get these into people's hands? So you'll definitely see a lot at a parade. Get away
radio shows was the correct answer to that question.
Yeah, absolutely. And radio shows, 100%. Well, that's important, right? So
The entire parade line, of course, there's only two in it thus far, but we have been tipped off that there's going to be a couple of good things of what you just heard. And these are all readily available, like I said.
We have the whole lineup starting coming up this month. You're going to see a lot more focus on Mod at Legacy. Like we said, we believe in their vision, they believe in our vision, and this is going to be a partnership moving forward. It's going to be pretty fantastic.
And Damon, the company is Super Collider.
Yeah, Super Collider Consulting, but just Super Collider, me and my partner Steve. Yeah, we take care of a lot of go-to-market stuff, but a lot of branding, packaging. You know, we took Mighty, the idea for Mighty Hard Coconut Water and Getaway Zero Sugar Cider, and took that from, you know, an incubating mind bazooka from Paul Mrozczyk and the Mod team and turned it into something real. We like it. I think the World Parade is, as well, is something that pops. People like it a lot. So, yeah, Super Collider, you can check us out.
Okay. Sounds good, Tim. And Paul, always a pleasure, sir. We'll see you again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you guys very much.
Cheers. Fitness is vital in order to lead a sustained quality of life, but it can be a real challenge keeping that in mind and trying to maintain focus. RD Fitness will put your life into perspective, get you looking and feeling great, end that sluggishness in your metabolism, and have you feeling stronger. For a lifestyle adjustment and workout and nutrition program, talk to Ryan Douglas at RD Fitness of the Georgia Athletic Club in the Sandman Hotel downtown. Ryan Douglas at Real Deal Fitness on Instagram, at RD Fit on Twitter.
It's Vancouver's hottest selling segment in the world of spirits today. Cider, sodas, and cocktails. And you've got it exclusively on Sportsnet 650. Once again, your hosts, Joe Leary and Legacy Liquor Store spirits educator, Daryl Lamb.
Welcome back to the RTD Show, Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails on Sportsnet 650 from AJ's Brooklyn Pizza on Broadway across from the Kingsgate Mall and the adjoining Sin City, Van City, right beside, with cotton candy, mini donuts, and Coney Island hot dogs. Got to try one of these days.
Hey, man, I love myself a Nathan's hot dog.
Now, we talked at the beginning of the program today about the concept of ready-to-drink beverages. Generally speaking, they've been canned, be they wine, be they vodka sodas, what have you. But these are also ready-to-drinks, but they're not what you traditionally would think of when you think and you hear the term ready-to-drink.
This is an unbelievable shift in the market. I think, yeah, cans were there. Back in the day, they were kind of like, remember those old, like, Potters, Black Russians, Potter Long Island Iced Tea? Those I would never really consider a ready-to-drink. I think those are just desperate times, mm-hmm. call for desperate measures.
Yep.
But what we now are starting to see is really legitimate brands made by top-notch companies coming in with high quality cocktails in a bottle. And I think right now that race is being led by the On the Rocks guys and Beam Suntory.
Mark Bailey of Beam Suntory, welcome back to the, well, welcome to this program first and foremost, Mark. Good to see you, man. And these things are really cool because as Daryl was mentioning, these are like legit full-on cocktails. But they're made in a more manageable package, I guess, than taking a bottle and getting all the ingredients and, you know, throwing them together.
Yes, gentlemen, thank you so much for having me on the show. Speaking to your point right now, yes, we do have a couple different formats with a few different cocktails that are in market here in Canada, and obviously speaking predominantly here where we are in Vancouver, British Columbia. But they're definitely for convenience. I mean, they're for your golf bag. If you're out on the golf course, they're great to have on an airplane if you are flying domestically, most likely as of right now, and or if you're staying in hotels. We have some great partnerships and relationships happening right now in certain markets with like places such as the Four Seasons Hotel down in California in the Coliseum with where they've got their stadium there. We could go on and on and on, but definitely here for convenience and here to bring you a couple different formats.
I like when you mentioned hotels, because there's nothing worse than open up your hotel bar fridge and just seeing some like crummy big brand whiskey in a 50 ml bottle with no mix or whatever. I don't know, but if I was able to get the On the Rocks margarita made with 100% Blue Weber agave tequila from Hornitos, you know, I might pay the $37,000 they're going to charge me for that. But I was really surprised at the top-notch quality. My absolute favorite is the On the Rocks Knob Creek Old Fashioned. And the reason, Joe, is Old Fashioned's my brand, or Knob Creek is my brand for Old Fashioneds. Like, when I'm making Old Fashioneds, I'm either doing the Knob Creek bourbon, or I do prefer it a little bit with the Knob Creek rye. And when I tried it, I was like, the only thing this thing is missing is a cherry. It's as good as they make it at home. I really like this product. And I think everybody's playing catch up now to the On the Rocks series.
Well, all these products have no additives, no preservatives, no artificial food coloring. The business itself actually started a few years back with three gentlemen that come from down south. And they were distilling pot spirits in a garage. And essentially kind of like coming out of nowhere and kind of just as a mom and pop shop kind of operation, started from the ground up. And as they evolved and continued to do some phenomenal things, they were able to partner with Beam Suntory in the very beginning. And then essentially a couple weeks ago, actually I believe 3 weeks to be correct, Beam Suntory itself actually has purchased the On the Rocks brand itself. Speaking to the quality of the juice, the gentleman that started this company, the very first thing that they said they wanted to do was make sure that they partnered with a company that brought them premium branded spirits, and that's obviously what we've been able to do with Beam Suntory.
And Joe, when we're talking about Beam Suntory, first off, you're talking about the Japanese, right? So you know, the Japanese very much sticklers for high quality. Everybody knows that products from Japan have to be absolutely perfect. This is the company that owns Bowmore. This is the company that owns Lafroy. This is the company that currently owns the World Whiskey of the Year. So these guys do not mess around. And when they were gonna come out with a Cosmopolitan, they weren't gonna do it with NGS from a big factory in Mike Pence's Indiana. Instead, they went with effin' high quality pure vodka from the Netherlands to do it. Mm-hmm. Hornitos, 100% agave from Mexico. This is not a cheap mixto off the side of the road outside of Guadalajara. This is a real brand. And then, of course, Knob Creek. Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely stellar, stellar stuff.
100%.
And they sell like crazy.
Now,
I'm going
to make what is going to sound like a crazy comparison, but just bear with me for a second here, Daryl. I don't know if you do this at Legacy, but there are some liquor stores you can go into that have these pre-made shooters for purchase, like be it a China White or a B-52 or whatever. So this is kind of like the high-end spirit version of that, because these are ready-made professional cocktails.
Well, I know where you're going with that.
Comparison, I know.
I know where you're going with that, but if I'm talking about like twisty shots, China White versus a On the Rocks.
I just meant it was ready prepared. That's all I meant.
I mean, effectively what we're talking about, comparing a Hyundai to like a Ferrari. Yes, they're both cars, but I'd rather drive the Ferrari.
All right. I'll leave my comparisons at home in future.
I like it. It's still a good comparison. But yeah, there are a lot of these kind of like things. But yeah, twisty shots and On the Rocks. Oh my God, you're talking about the fact that like Tyrannosaurus Rex is related to a chicken.
Let it go, Daryl Lamb. So now, are these the newly sized packages? Because these are like basically liquor minis, if you will.
Yes. Yeah. So we have two packages right now, our formats in the Canadian market. So we've got 100 mil formats, which with the Hornitos Margarita and the Effin Cosmopolitan, they're going to be 20% alcohol by volume.
Right.
We also carry those in the 375 mil formats. And then the Knob Creek Old Fashioned is going to be 35% alcohol by volume, and both size formats as well, 100 mils, 375 mil. The 100 mil format is essentially meant to be a single serving cocktail.
Sure.
The 375 mil, depending on who you are, maybe a single serving as well.
Right.
But
depending on who you are, yeah.
realistically, it's supposed to be 3 to 4 servings in a 375 mil format.
I really like these. I think in this COVID world, I think the real good thing about these products is I think that this year is going to be very weird. Thanksgiving's going to be weird. I don't think everyone's going to be traveling, having these kind of things. Christmas could be really kind of strange. And rather than having somebody, one person, kind of trying to be the home bartender, doing all this mixology, you can really be safe by the fact that you just open this bottle, pour it into the glass, and then serve it to your guests. There's no kind of real mixing, no real kind of contact.
I think speaking to this day and age of convenience, you know, people want their meals in a matter of minutes. You know, people want their cocktails now in a matter of minutes. So, you know, to your point, Erwan, if I'm hosting and I've got you over, not to say that I don't care about you enough, but if I can pour this just over ice on the rocks and serve it to you, and it's just as good of quality as anything else that I would have made, which I guarantee you it's better than what I would have made personally, then I'm definitely going to go in that direction.
If I'm coming over to your house and you're pouring me twisty shots, Mark Bailey, I'm never coming back.
I'll bring the china.
All right, but the second you pour me on the rocks, sure, I'm coming back all day long.
Well, you know, the thing is, as you hit on, Daryl, because this COVID world ain't going away anytime soon. We know that. And less people obviously are trusting environments where people might congregate. So it's nice to think that you can have a professional high-end cocktail bar cocktail in the convenience of your own home made by professionals.
I think that's the best thing about them. They really do knock it out of the park in terms of their quality and their control. They, you know, I use Knob Creek for my old-fashioned at home. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, if I've got some friends over and we're doing a social distance in the backyard, and maybe I don't want to bang out 5, 6, 7 old fashions, well, now I just pour them in a glass. And I might lie. I might say I did it.
Yeah.
But if they do the math and said, you just went in there and 2 minutes ago and you just came out with 7 cocktails, they might figure me out.
You're a magician.
I'm a magician.
So, Mark, are you noticing good traction on these things? Are people taking to them? Are they widely available?
They are widely available here within the province of British Columbia as well as all over Canada currently as of right now. What I'm finding right now is that the products themselves are now just moving so consistently, steadily, that it's coming to meet you gentlemen today. Honestly, I went to 5 stores that I know carry the product, and I'd had no success in buying the product. And I don't believe that's associated with essentially our inventory of product. I think it's just associated with the fact that there's so much success behind the product that they're probably not reordering it consistently. I do know, however, that I did make the mistake and I did not visit Legacy on the way here. If I had gone there, they would have had it in stock. Absolutely. And I apologize that I...
It's true, but you do get caught up. I mean, I was really surprised when we brought all 3 in, and I was like, okay, I think the old fashioned is probably going to be the big one. Maybe the margarita. That's the most popular cocktail in North America. And then I thought, Cosmo? Like, when did Sex and the City go off the air? Like, does anybody even know Cosmo? Cosmo's blowing the other two away. Everybody is rocking the Cosmo. It's Sarah Jessica Parker all over again. It's crazy how fast that effing Cosmo moves.
And when you say effing, you're using the name of the vodka, which is called effing vodka. It's kind of like when you talk about Schitt's Creek and you have to display it on screen in certain markets. So just to be clear on that, it is the brand of vodka.
It's true. The effing vodka is effing amazing.
And just to be clear, it being Dutch, effing is supposed to mean smooth in Dutch, just so nobody's misunderstood.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, Mark, you've really hit it out of the park on this one. And I can only imagine where this brand could go further down the road.
Oh, they're already bugging me because people who've discovered these in the U.S., they've gone to Hawaii. I believe that there's a jalapeno chili margarita. That is the one everybody absolutely wants. I know I'm in Mark's ear all the time beaking him about it. He's beaking his boss. Eventually, all the flavors are coming to Canada.
We also have a Mai Tai as well. It's named Kuzan Rum. And I know last year, just looking at the fiscal reports and before kind of COVID had happened, I mean, we were selling 39,000 cocktails with just the Alaska Airlines alone.
Wow. Well, it is solid. It's called On the Rocks. He is Mark Bailey from Beam Centauri on the RTD show on Sportsnet 650. Cheers, man.
You're listening to Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD show on Sportsnet 650. Here again are your hosts, Joe Leary, and Legacy Liquor Store brand ambassador, Daryl M.
Welcome back to the RTD show, Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, broadcasting on Sportsnet 650 AM, 96.9 FM, HD3, from AJ's Brooklyn Pizza Joint on East Broadway across from the Kingsgate Mall and directly beside Sin City, Van City. It's donuts, it's mini donuts, it's cotton candy, it's Coney Island hot dogs. It's a cool concept. I'm Joe Leary. Daryl Lamb has taken off for a bit, but I'm joined by Craig Rutter of Good Times Gin and Tonics. Nice to see you, man. It's been a few months.
Yeah, it has been. Thanks so much for having me again, Joe.
How messed up did COVID affect you? Did it mess you up? Did it put you further ahead of where you thought you might be?
On a personal level or on a business level?
Well, let's talk on the business level.
On a business level, yeah, I mean, it's been a bit interesting. It's been a bit hard to, kind of grow the brand even further with the limitations that COVID had. But I mean, you know, it did have its ups as far as, you know, sales were good and we were able to keep going and we were able to suffice where a lot of businesses were suffering. We were at least kind of keeping ahead of the curve and still being able to bring out a new SKU over the summer, which was our 12-pack mixer. So we were able to get all of our four flavors in there. So, I mean, for us, it was very positive, and it was a pretty good summer.
Well, the problem is, and everybody sort of, you know, I guess the commonality was we all dealt with it at the same time. It wasn't as if it affected one industry over another, but certainly from the beverage industry, as things started to shutter, we started to think, oh my goodness, if liquor stores are next, that's really going to have a serious impact on the growing RTD market, certainly the craft beer market and all that.
Absolutely.
But fortunately, you know, Joe and Joanne Local decided to stay local. A lot of places were able to do home deliveries or get more creative ways to get the product to people. I know that the government liquor stores sort of eased up on the, you know, the restrictions to get you, you know, available for a retail sale. So as a result, as I see it, and you know the numbers, people did a fair bit of drinking during the initial quarantine period. Huh?
Yeah, they sure did. I think what was most positive about it is to watch the creativity come out for home delivery services, for, you know, the, like you're saying, the government stores were easing up on hospitality prices, all that sort of stuff really helped the small local brands. And really, when you went into a store, it was really this good camaraderie feeling of like BC is now supporting BC local, and it really helped a lot of the smaller products shine in that light.
Well, it's funny, Craig, because there was even a couple of brands, one in particular, that actually launched about a week before St. Paddy's Day. And St. Paddy's Day was kind of the turning point when everything just started to close down. And I remember on first glance, I'm thinking, oh man, that just sucks timing-wise. But actually, it turned out to be a good thing in retrospect, because even though there was limitations on how you could get your product to sample and things like that, but more people were seeking out and stores were having a hard time having product, you know, remain on the shelves. So I guess there really was no downside to it. I mean, yeah, you'd be further ahead, but at least you survived the initial wave, if indeed there is more. We've kind of seen the blueprint. We know that the same thing's going to happen again. People are still going to want their drinks. And there's not a whole lot of gin and tonics in cans. So let's tell us about the Good Times line.
So the Good Times line, so we launched last year, and we came out with the initial three flavors, which was lime, grapefruit, cucumber, basil, mint. We launched, then we kind of rolled that out for last summer, got a really, really, really good response. Pre-COVID, we were doing a bunch of tastings and getting into more people's sort of mouths at that point. And then in February, just before COVID hit, we launched Raspberry Rose, which has become one of our top-selling SKUs. And I just bumped into Daryl, and he was telling me that Legacy is flying off the shelf, which is awesome to hear.
Yeah.
And so we dropped that. That really, you know, did a good push in spring without being able to actually sample it and get it into people's mouths. We did really well with it. And then we then come along in early June, we were able to get into a 12-pack mixer format. And then, so now we have all four of them in our 12-pack mix called the Refresher Pack. So we have lime, grapefruit, raspberry rose, and cucumber basil mint in all one convenient 12-pack.
So I'm guessing that the brain trust at Good Times, which is you and your partners, have probably sat down over a few thinking and drinking sessions to go, where do we go with this next? Because, first of all, how has the response been? Because when one thinks of canned cocktails, probably the predominant flavor is vodka soda.
Absolutely.
You went a different route completely with gin and tonic.
Absolutely, yeah. So the G&Ts, we wanted to see something. We liked a little bit of sugar. I thought the G&T was a perfect vehicle. You know, there's like pretty heavily sweet tonics, but we wanted a lower calorie option for a tonic. So we've kind of brought down the sugar a little bit. We wanted to see, we always loved gin and tonics. They were just a great refreshing, you know, base. And then we realized that the G&T could actually lend itself, like a vodka soda, to a bunch of different flavor profiles. Hence, not just doing lime. You know, we have grapefruit, then we have the cucumber, basil, and mint, which is definitely our most polarizing flavor. But, you know, it, on each side of that spectrum is some really interesting, you know, thoughts. And people really take that and be like, this is really, really different. And raspberry rose actually gives us that sort of medium point where it's not quite as interesting as basil in your cocktail, but having a little bit of that rose extract in there just really kind of pushes that raspberry forward. And, you know, you have that little bitterness under from the G&T with a bit of sugar. So, you know, that sort of was our brainchild, is that's what we wanted to see on the market. You know, now it's, you know, we're in there. It still is a really tough business. Just because there aren't a lot of gin and tonics out there doesn't mean the competition is still pretty steep.
He is Craig Rutter of Good Times Gin and Tonics, the RTD show, Sportsnet 650 from AJ's Brooklyn Pizza on East Broadway across from the Kingsgate Mall. What are your sampling sessions? When I say sampling, when you and your partners get together and throw some crazy ideas back and forth, not everything is a hit. I mean, but you're not going to release something you guys don't like yourselves, okay?
No, absolutely.
Have you had some things that surprised you in a positive way and some things that surprised you in the negative way? Does that, because not everything is, it's either hit or miss, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Hit or miss. Yeah, I mean, Cucumber Basil Mint was definitely one of those ones that was shockingly good.
Yeah,
we've experimented with thyme, like the herb, and that one was a little bit, although in very small doses, it's really good. It was just a very interesting, hard, you know, flavor to really put into like our G&T mix. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're very popular in Spanish gin and tonic mixtures. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as far as like actual flavors went, yeah, thyme was probably one of the hardest that we worked with.
Yeah.
You know, we've experimented with a ton of things, and yeah, our rap sessions definitely, they don't always work out.
And when you say we've experimented with it, is that you and your business types trying it, or do you work with researchers? Do you work with
You know, originally our original concept was we were just trying to make anything into a homemade sort of idea, and you know, when we were at home just trying to put flavor profiles together, that's more what I'm talking about.
Right.
Definitely we had some duds, 100%. You know, some things that didn't work. You know, we tried, I mean, not to say that we're never going to use the apple, but apple was a really hard one. It kind of got lost in the mix.
Right.
You know, like I said, thyme was sort of an interesting one. Yeah, we've used all sorts of different sort of flavor combos. I mean, I like to go a little bit crazy and then dial it back.
Sure, yeah.
And then kind of see what works, because you are surprised sometimes at what works and what doesn't.
So you are manufactured in province, and I think that's important to note.
Yep.
Where do you see it going? Like, what you know, you got through the initial wave of COVID. You're doing okay.
Yep.
But it's not going to be normal as we knew it.
For a good while.
And is there plans to unveil some more, or just kind of keep on keeping on and push the variety pack?
Absolutely. Well, for right now, we're just pushing the variety pack. We're looking, you know, we have a couple of, you know, winter flavors that we're looking at. May not be this winter, but, you know, we're going to do a big rollout in spring. I can see us coming out with definitely at least one brand new SKU. I think that would be something that we'd be definitely interested in doing. Sort of trying to make that leap into the government stores as well, because right now we're only in the private stores.
Yep.
So that's definitely the push for October, is where we're trying to get into that sort of a format, because that would be a huge upsell for us if we could get into both sides of the BC.
Well, the one thing this virus taught us is that if governments want to act quickly, they can act quickly.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're hoping that that will stay true and continue down the road, because again, there's a lot of money invested in these products. There's a lot of revenue that goes into the government's coffers because of these products. Let's do the proper thing and make sure that you help the small business along, because if there's no small business, it's a huge waste.
You know, and going into a lot of government stores now, what's been cool is just being able to go in and see some local craft beer breweries that I know the owners, and who are awesome guys who are doing really good craft beer, and they have their own little fridge and their own shelf and their own platform now, which I think is huge. And that's what BC wants. That's what people want here. They want their local guys to be successful. They want that local brewery they'd be able to go to. Hey, I can buy it in a government store. I can buy it in my local. So that's a huge thing.
Well, you're a good guy. You got a good story, and you've survived the initial hurt period of COVID-19. So continued success. Greg Rutter, thanks, man.
No, thank you so much, Joe.
Cheers. Good Times Vodka, Good Times Gin and Tonic, available at Legacy Liquor Store and other private liquor stores around the province. This is the RTD Show on Sportsnet 650. Fitness is vital in order to lead a sustained quality of life, but it can be a real challenge keeping that in mind and trying to maintain focus. RD Fitness will put your life into perspective, get you looking and feeling great, end that sluggishness in your metabolism, and have you feeling stronger. For a lifestyle adjustment and workout and nutrition program, talk to Ryan Douglas at RD Fitness of the Georgia Athletic Club in the Sandman Hotel downtown. Ryan Douglas at Real Deal Fitness on Instagram, at RD Fit on Twitter.
Is the RTD Show, Ciders, Sodas, and Cocktails on Sportsnet 650 and 96.9 FM HD3. Time now for the real deal. Enjoy those ready-to-drink beverages while maintaining a healthy lifestyle. It can be done. Just ask Ryan from RD Fitness of LifestyleTransformations.ca.
Time again for the real deal with Ryan Douglas. Of course, the real deal is a new presentation of the RTD Show on Sportsnet 650 AM, also 96.9 FM HD3. Now, Ryan, we introduced this show and introduced you on the previous program because, again, people that like to enjoy their beverages, they kind of need to maybe watch their waistlines a little bit, because sometimes things can kind of get away. But you told us last time that there, it doesn't offend you as a lifestyle coach and someone who trains. It doesn't offend you if one of your clients enjoys his beverages or her beverages.
Absolutely not. I think it's part of the process, and I think it's part of staying consistent. If it was part of your life before you started wanting to get in shape, it's going to be part of your life while you're getting in shape as well. And I think that's the important thing. And the misconception people often get is, hey, I got to hate my life in order to get in shape. But it doesn't need to be that way. And that's the thing about a lifestyle coach, personal trainer, nutritionist. They need to work with where you're at and grow from there.
Now, you do all three, but let's talk about training, because I think there's a general misconception out there that trainers cost a lot of money, and you got to have a lot of money to have a trainer. Do you want to poo-poo that myth?
Yeah, absolutely. I think personal training is definitely a luxury that not everyone can afford, right? But it's definitely something necessary that you might need in order to get yourself in shape, have the accountability, and have a support system. Now, all personal trainers are going to vary in their prices. Independent personal trainers run their own business. So there is a set rate usually that starts with, and then some trainers break down their prices for the more sessions that you commit to. They drop the rate a little bit lower as you show more commitment. Now, let me tell you something. If you're paying a trainer top dollar, you better be getting your value for what you're paying for. So I'm talking like they're not trying to rush you in and out the door for that 1 hour session. It's gonna be help inside the gym and outside the gym when you need them, because that's what personal training and coaching is all about. Is it's not just about that 1 hour in the gym. It's about everything you do outside the gym as well.
Now, I've been in enough gyms over my years to have seen guys that are like super jacked up because they're working nothing but upper body, yet they got chicken legs. When someone comes to you, is it more about an overall transformation, or do you sort of cater to the client's wish? And if the client just, say, wants to work chest, shoulders, whatever, that's fine with you?
Hey, listen, we got to keep you motivated, right? And if getting you in the gym, wanting to train upper body, arms and shoulders and stuff like that is what got you in, hey, I'm going to feed off that. I'm going to build off your strengths, but I'm also going to identify your weaknesses, and slowly we're going to work on those things. It's people that are more susceptible to it, you know, we can make progress further if you're open to working on your weaknesses. Some people want to go step by step, right? So it's all about the commitment of the person, right?
This is The Real Deal. You can reach him on Instagram at Real Deal Fitness, at RDFit on Twitter, and lifestyletransformations.ca. Ryan Douglas. Now, what about time commitment? Let's say someone's got a pretty hectic schedule. Can they transform themselves maybe with one solid hour a week, or does it require two or three visits per week generally?
I think it really depends on your goals, but absolutely. A good personal trainer is going to work with your schedule. So if you need to work out early mornings, if you need to work out after work in the evenings, you're going to find a time that works with your schedule. Now, if you're not going to the gym at all, 1 day a week is improvement from what you were doing last week, right? Oftentimes what we get is clients jumping in the gym, and they're like, I want to come 4 or 5 days a week. And then when they start coming, all of a sudden they get sore, they get busy, and then they can't hit that goal and they fall off. They feel like they failed, right? So if we start small, work at 1 day a week, and as you build confidence, go up to 2 days a week and then go to 3, 4, that's how you're going to maintain in the long run a healthy lifestyle.
What about the slogan, no pain, no gain? Do you subscribe to that, or is that kind of a myth?
I think some pain is necessary, yeah. Right? And you know, unless and in order to grow, you need to feel it. You know, you need to struggle sometimes, and there's going to be that initially. You know, you might be sore from the workouts while you're working. In the session, you might feel a little bit, you shouldn't feel pain, you know what I mean? You'll feel tired, you'll feel pushed to your limit sometimes. But listen, I'll tell you right now, everybody that comes in my gym, when they leave with a smile. So I know I'm doing the right thing.
You're very active on social media, and I've seen some of your success stories, and obviously you've got a number of them. You seem to be really inspirational. I think that's part of this as well. Like, I mean, yeah, you want to have a good relationship with your trainer, and you can kid around bit by bit here and there, but at the end of the day, you're providing a service and the client wants to see results. So I think it's really important to keep people motivated, isn't it?
Absolutely. One thing I've found about personal training is that it's personal. So like you have to have a good relationship with your coach, your personal trainer, in order to want to come week after week. So, you know, not every trainer is suited for every client. And I think that's something that gets lost in these big box gyms sometimes, is they just throw any client at any trainer who needs money at the time. But it's really based around your goals, and you should be looking at the trainer that is best suited for you, that you're going to get along with. And, you know, in my gym, I help manage a gym called the George Athletic Club in downtown Vancouver. And it's filled with independent personal trainers. And if you come to me and we find out that you're looking for a different type of training, I'm more than happy to pass you along to a trainer that's more suited for your goals. And I think that gets lost in these big box gyms. And I think, honestly, that's why it's really important to train private these days.
Well, not only that, but I think also it's important that, because you offer, you know, nutritional advice, you offer lifestyle advice as well as training. And I'm not, again, not knocking anybody in other gyms, but I think that you're kind of like a triple threat when it comes to that. So it's probably a more rounded package for a client if they came and saw you.
Absolutely. You know, if it's a lifestyle-based client that needs to create healthier habits, needs that accountability, needs help with their food, and just wants to start training to get a little bit stronger, then definitely I'm your guy. But if you came in and you were looking to do CrossFit, do some crazy lifts, powerlifting, hey, I'm probably not the coach for you. And the guy over there in the corner that focuses on that stuff, why don't you try him out? Because that's his specialty. But if you want to change your life, you want to have a lifestyle transformation, feel more energy, in better moods, all that, the stuff that comes with just living a healthier lifestyle, then Real Deal Fitness is for you.
And I know that there's nothing more gratifying from a client's point of view than coming in initially far away from your goal and struggling through the first few sessions. And then 6 months down the road, when what you struggled and bitched about back then is now a piece of cake for you, there's nothing more gratifying from a client's point of view.
Absolutely. You know, I actually just did a post on this the other day, is I have clients that are making huge strides, not only in the gym, but outside the gym mentally as well. Because, you know, pushing heavier weights, you know, get stronger, increasing your endurance to be able to last longer in the workout, and then seeing that transfer into confidence outside the gym as well, man, it gives you an overwhelming feeling to see these people's lives actually change for the better, you know. And it's not just about fat loss. It's not just about muscle. It's about the full spectrum of health and fitness, right?
Follow Ryan's posts on Instagram at Real Deal Fitness, at RDFit on Twitter. And the website is lifestyletransformations.ca. The Real Deal with Ryan Douglas. Cheers, man.
Thanks, Joe.
The Real Deal can be heard on the RTD Show on Sportsnet 650 and 96.9 FM HD3. Follow lifestyle coach Ryan on Twitter at RDFit, on Instagram at Real Deal Fitness, and on his website, lifestyletransformations.ca.
And we welcome you back to the RTD Show. You got it on Sportsnet 650 AM, also at 96.9 FM HD3. Joe Larry along with Daryl Lamb from Legacy Liquor Store, broadcasting from AJ's Brooklyn Pizza Joint on East Broadway across from the Kingsgate Mall. And Daryl, it's been a little while since we've enjoyed some jaw drops, but we're certainly doing that today. We've got Cam from the Jaw Drop Company here himself with a couple of brand new flavors. Welcome to the show.
Guys, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Now, let's talk about, we're probably about 7 or 8 flavors in. Jaw Drop was introduced a number of years ago, but they're one of the OGs, and they are the real deal.
And absolutely, this is one of the OG original brands, Vancouver based, right? Right. Remember, we talk about how this category was really built in British Columbia and then kind of moved east. Ontario's finally catching up. Quebec's still miles away behind all of us and the rest. But really, when you think of, like, Jaw Drop came out a long time ago in terms of, like, Legacy celebrating its 10th anniversary, and they were one of our first partners that came in and said, we got this new brand, we want to do all this stuff, and they've just been building into this juggernaut. Now, at this point, I mean, they are one of the foundational tent poles of the entire category. Jaw Drop is just something that, like, we're almost to the point where it's like parents can start introducing their children to Jaw Drop, because it's like supernatural.
When they become 19 years
of age. Of course, right? But you think about Supernatural, they grew up as teenagers watching it, now they're bringing their kids into the show Supernatural. Jaw Drop is definitely that way, but they keep innovating, coming up with these great new flavors, and I think their market share is actually stronger than it's ever been before. It's unbelievable. What a great success story, a great British Columbian story.
Well, guys, thanks. And first of all, I mean, Daryl, you and your store have been a great partner with this brand. It predates me, but yeah, we've been around about 10 years. And, you know, we look at our volume across Canada. We do slightly more than half of our business here in BC. Mm-hmm. So clearly British Columbians have really latched onto our brand and got behind it. And, you know, it's a full flavor, you know, 7% unapologetic, it is what it is brand.
It's the Jolt Cola of
I love the fact that full flavor is the thing that comes out. Because one of the things I don't like is the term, the S word, all right? We're not talking about something that is as sugary and sweet as soda pop. What we're really talking about is a full-flavored canned cocktail. If you're looking for something that's like high acid, not a lot of flavor, maybe just tastes like a lemon drop candy, Jaw Drop is not for you. But if you are looking for something that's got some vroom under the hood, this is the brand.
And great flavors, too. You know, we were talking a little bit off camera, off radio a little bit ago about the, you know, the grape as an example, you know, or orange, great classic throwback flavors like the, you know, the crushes of the world. Yep. Here today we've got our new ruby grapefruit, you know, spooning grapefruit and then biting cherries. I mean, great classic flavors that really deliver on taste. You know, this is not for the zero carb, zero sugar crowd.
No.
This is what it is. Mm-hmm. Great tasting brand, a fun brand, irreverent, off the wall. And our consumers that pick up our brand, they love it. We get tremendous feedback, you know, through social media about our flavors.
Well, I remember when the brand launched, and part of the attraction to the brand was the imaging and the packaging. And some of it was a little bit risque, let's say. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think you still kind of followed that irreverent style. But I know that you were doing a lot on social media. And I think that really does, because Daryl and I talk about this all the time, no disrespect intended to any of the competitors out there that are offering something. But, you know, a lot of them look very similar in their packaging. And it's kind of hard to differentiate yourself. You have clearly differentiated yourself.
We have. And you know, quite frankly, we've had a pretty good 10-year run with this iteration. You know, I will tell you, it's time for a little bit of a facelift, and that's it. We actually have that in motion.
Okay.
And you know, we want to keep the Jaw Drop identity, but also, you know, grow it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, 2020, 2021, you know, social change, a little more social relevance, a new look. But one thing that really we focused on is those flavors. You know, the spooning grapefruit, the biting cherries, the, you know, the gushing grapes. That'll still be a hallmark of our, you know, our brand identity. But Jaw Drop consumers will see a little bit of a different look come spring 2021.
And you shared a little bit of the imagery with me, and I thought it was really cool. I think it's going to be a really neat change. I think it's almost like the brand is evolving with their customer base. Their customer base has been loyal there for a long time, and I think it's going to look really good. But ultimately, you're right. It's all about the flavor. It's what's in the can. The on the can gets that first six pack. For me and my business, I really believe at Legacy or any retail store, selling that first six pack, that's the easiest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. The second six pack is where it really counts. And when you see Jaw Drop friends, they know. I mean, they can't get you in on the first one, but really it's the flavor, it's the richness. Right now in my glass, I got the biting cherry. It's really cool. We were talking about all the different kind of cherry flavors, and to me, you know, it's got that Rainier, it's got that Bing cherry flavor. This is Pacific Northwest in a canned cocktail.
Cam from the Jaw Drop Soda Company. What do we call it, soda? Do we call it?
You know, Jaw Drop Cocktail Company.
Cocktail Company. Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's a vodka cocktail.
And this brings to mind the question then. I mean, can you make cocktails with these things? Because there's some pretty unique flavors here that I think could probably spice up a nice little traditional drink if you're adventurous with your bar at home.
You can. And you know, if you watch some of our social media, or follow us on Facebook or Instagram in particular, we've really, over the past few months, focused on that mixability component. You know, if you seek it out, there's a great, you know, peaches and Canadian whiskey recipe. Another one featuring orange and some,
almost like a Southern comfort kind of thing.
So some really cool mixology going on.
Yeah,
I mean, you can enjoy this right out of the can. Yeah. You can do some funky, cool things with it too, down the kind of the cocktail vein.
There's definitely this. There's real truth to this, and one of the things like my wife likes to do. She's a big fan of just the straight lemonade, the sucking lemons. That's her favorite. But she likes to kind of cut it with a little soda water and then add gin to it. And there's just that gin and lemonade combo is like a classic. And then the soda water just kind of gives it some effervescence. It's pretty good. And so I'm really getting into this idea that you take the canned cocktail, treat it like a bottle. Treat it like you would, you know, a bottle of gin, a bottle of vodka, a bottle of whiskey, and start adding to it. There's nothing to say that you have to put your mouth right onto the can. This is the base.
Mm-hmm.
Pour it into a glass, start mixing around, and I think one of the reasons that Jaw Drop is ahead of the curve on the mixability of the canned cocktail is the fact that they are so full flavored. They're not this neutral kind of beverage where there's just, it's soda water, it's lemon, and that's it. And it takes a lot to ramp up that flavor. You've already got a big heavy hitter in the can, and now it's time to start adding around the edges. And you can really do some stuff. I think we could play with some Amaro. You could really make Italian-style sodas. Like, they do some fun stuff in Italy. And I think Jaw Drop is really a good base for doing those kind of things.
I'd be curious to know, first of all, your design team. Kudos. We've always acknowledged it. The imaging is looking really cool. What are the tasting sessions like when you introduce new flavors? Like, you must have quite a research. Or do you have a lab? Do you have a mad scientist?
We do. We've got an in-house mad scientist, for lack of a better term, R&D. And we've been going through a lot of this lately, and I mentioned not only will we have a new package in 2021, we're working on some new Jaw Drop flavors that we'll definitely commercialize 2 to 3 of those. So we go through a number of iterations. We look at, you know, what's on trend. We look at where the market might be going. We look at gaps in flavor profiles. Create a bit of a brief for our mad scientists, air quotes here, for those of you who can't see. And we start blending. And we go through multiple iterations.
And not everything connects immediately, I'm sure of that. But you sort of have to, it's a work in progress.
No, in fact, we're on a couple flavors now. We're probably on our 10th iteration. Mm-hmm. Just trying to find that right balance. Yeah. Sweetness, acidity, different flavors. And Daryl, you mentioned you can have a whole spectrum of cherry flavors. So,
yeah.
I mean, it really is, it's a little bit of alchemy. Art meets science. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, it is fun.
Well, as Daryl likes to point out, being on Sportsnet 650, the home of the Vancouver Canucks, knowing the origins of the brand and the ownership of the brand, you like to remind people that you need to support this brand.
This is it. I mean, the Canucks did really well this year. They are going to be in cap hell real soon when all these players want to get paid. So keep in mind, when you buy yourself a Jaw Drop six-pack, that's going to keep Elias Pettersson, it's going to keep Brock Besser right here in Vancouver because they can take that money and pay those players.
Don't forget Quinn's payday is coming down the road.
He's going to be massive here.
We digress. Two new flavors from the Jaw Drop Cocktail Company, readily available on shelves or while they last at really good
places. I've got every flavor in the store. I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah. One of the things that I love about the brand that I think speaks to longevity, they've only retired like one or two flavors. And that's just speaks to how many times they've hit so well. Even like the big market leaders, they've been retiring flavors a lot faster than a 10-year-old brand that actually builds customer loyal base and has these great sales. I mean, the proof is in the pudding and the fact that they were there when we built Legacy, sure, and they're going to be there when we keep going.
Two solid new flavors from Jaw Drop. Cam, thanks for joining us. We look forward to the rebrand down the road, but in the meantime, load up.
Joe, Daryl, thanks very much for having me on the show. Appreciate the support and the airtime today.
Cheers. Time.
Cider, sodas, and cocktails, the RTD show, and you've got it on Sportsnet 650.